You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this comes from Amy. She didn't ask for us to change her name, so I'm not gonna.
Okay, Amy.
She writes, I've always thought I had a supportive group of friends, but now I'm starting to wonder. She says, I'm divorced in my late 40s, and it took me a while to get back out in the dating world. But I've always taken very good care of myself, and I happen to think I look like I'm in my late 30s. Good for you, Amy.
Well done. Moisturize.
Since I started dating again, I found myself going out with guys in their late 20s and early 30s. And my friends have been awful about it. They're dropping lines like, quote, the cougar is on the prowl again, or, quote, how were things at daycare today?
Ouch. Oh, ouch, God. Ouch, ouch.
Oh, man.
Vicious.
Amy writes, at first I laughed because it seemed funny, but now after 6 months of constantly getting roasted, I'm a little tired of it. And this is where she gets into the crux of it, Jeremy. So what if I want to date men younger than me? So what if I don't find older men as interesting to go out with, especially since their ideas of going out are just sitting and watching TV? Boy, that's an important note to send out to the older set that just wants to sit and watch TV on a date all the time. Back to her note, she says, could you ask other mature single women if they too are getting this grief? We don't seem to have a problem with older men dating younger women, so I'm a little sick of the double standard. I think my friend should know better than to shame me over this. Thanks for addressing this on your show. I love my boys in the morning.
Aw, thanks, Cougar Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Wow. Appreciate that.
Sounds like her friends might be just a little bit jealous.
That's
kind
of
what I'm reading through the lines here. They kind of want a younger boy toy to mess around with a little bit there.
That's possibly some of it.
I'm wondering, man. Boy, they're nosy, though, huh?
Well.
Oh, God. And also, Amy's just kind of getting a taste of what guys do to each other all the time.
As far as the
kind of jabbing and roasting, and you know, maybe they're just kind of having fun with her and she's taking it really personal. I don't know.
Well, the line about how were things at daycare today, that's both hilarious,
that's funny,
and extremely rude. I mean, both. it's both. It's funny, but it's also
but rude. Cool. It's a jab. Yeah.
You know, and that's an angle of this. Like, there are several people listening to the show right now who are in their 40s and or 50s and have been out with people who are in their 20s. And there can be a disconnect when it comes to the things that you talk about or your point of view on things. But at the same time, people match up with different people based on a variety of things, and
sure,
age is just one of many. Like, you have levels of, like she's talking about, levels of maybe activity, levels of
interest,
outdoor,
you know,
enthusiasm.
Yeah. Hobbies are syncing up.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and so that you connect on a bunch of, you know, you could connect on an intellectual level with somebody who's 25 years apart from you in physical age.
Right.
And I always reject the people who roll their eyes at all of this. They've just automatically assumed if you're more than 5 years apart in age, you have no business being together. I happen to think that's kind of short-sighted and wrong, but
I think her friends are out of the loop. I was reading a lot about this morning, and this is actually coming from the Today Show, where they did a big thing on it just a couple months ago about how more older women are dating younger men.
Okay.
And they've got a big research study, of course, and numbers and graphs and pie charts, but recent research suggests that a rising number of younger men are seeking older women and vice versa. One survey found that 81% of women are open to dating someone 10 years younger than they are, and nearly 90% of men are interested in dating someone 10 years older. So this is the thing right now. So her friends are out of the loop, man. And believe it or not, I was watching The View the other day, and this was a big topic on The View, too, because all the ladies there on the panel had all dated younger guys, and they were raving about how great it is. that every woman out in the dating world should do it. And the big thing that they pointed to is when, as you get older, the men can carry heavy things.
Oh,
that's just not me talking. I know everyone instantly goes to, oh, the sexual aspect and da da da. But they're like, you know what the benefit is as we age, the guys can carry the heavy load of groceries into the house. So I kind of had to chuckle at that. I was laughing at that.
Well, you know, and this could be for, look, older men, older women, dating younger men, younger women, opposite sex, same sex, doesn't matter. There is something to be said for being involved with somebody who's younger to help keep you with a younger state of mind.
Absolutely. Too. It forces you to stay in shape, eat healthier.
Look what Amy is saying, that she's finding all of these guys who are her age, late 40s, early 50s, their idea of a date is just sitting on the couch and watching TV. And basically what she's saying is, I don't want to just resign myself to the rocking chair in my 40s.
She wants to go hiking with some dudes up to Hanging Lake or something.
But if you have been in this situation and you would like to comment, we would love to hear from you. You know, it's interesting. We're hearing people take shots at both the older crowd and the younger crowd. Listen to this note from Dylan. He says, I'm 27 and my lady friend is 44. I got sick and tired of trying to date women my age who didn't read, couldn't carry on a conversation that didn't involve social media, and just wanted to drink all the time and text their friends. He says, I know what it looks like to other people, but I really just don't care. We're both happy, and that's all that matters. Yeah, there you go. Bottom line, we are happy. Why do we care what other people think?
None your business. It's none your business.
None your.
Buzz off.
Phone lines are full. Let's start with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, good morning. How are you, boys?
We're good.
We're so good. We can't stand it. What do you think of Amy's note?
Well, I completely agree. I became single after a 12-year marriage 2 years ago, and I'm in my late 40s, and got on the whole Match.com thing for the first time ever, and I kept ticking that barometer down. I mean, I started at like 42 to 52, and every guy I met in their 50s just didn't want to move. He couldn't keep up.
Right.
Yeah. So I just kept moving it down, you know, people who want to hike and go out and not just kind of sit at home. So,
yeah, there you go. You're living it.
So where are you right now?
I'm living it.
Where'd you land?
So I actually landed with someone who's about 15 months older. But I will say what I started to look for on their little site was someone who was active, like a runner or a hiker or just a mountain biker, someone who got out and did something. And, I mean, I just had to kind of take that barometer and look for those people. So,
and it didn't matter how old they were.
And I'm going to get married again.
Hey,
no, it didn't matter. I just needed an active person. Yep.
Well done.
Good for you. I'm glad that there's a happy ending to all of this. Rebecca, thank you for listening and thanks for calling.
Yep. I wish her luck.
Yeah. Hey,
thank
you, Rebecca.
You for that. We appreciate that. Here comes Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
So good.
Yeah.
That's great.
So what do you think?
You know, I think she needs new friends. They're toxic, as my daughter would say. My husband is 20 years older than I am. And I think it's also a maturity level that both people are, you know, you can be 20 and be very mature and be 20 and, like, not want to do anything. It's just compatibility, maturity, and you know what? Like the one letter said, we're happy. Who cares what you think?
That's right. You got to bury. You got to bury all those friends, man. I know it's hard to do.
Yeah, we've got to run. Stephanie, thank you for that call. I agree with Stephanie. It's time. It's not time for a new boyfriend. It's time for a new friend.
Absolutely, they're jerks.
So, time for one more. It's Maddie. Maddie, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, Maddie.
We're excellent. What do you, get the last word on this. What do you want to say?
So I think, like everyone else said, that her friends are just jealous. They probably see how the guy she's dating looks, and they're probably a lot more attractive than the older men. So they're probably jealous about that and jealous about that the younger guys can keep up with her and do all these fun dates. So I think that it's good for her that she's dating all these younger guys.
Yeah, old guys are the worst. Just hey, sitting around.
Hey!
These old guys in their 60s, man. I tell you what. Setting their ways.
Oh, man. Well, Maddie, I'm glad you called us. Thanks for spending time on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Maddie Pants.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. You know, the... I guess the metaphor or the analogy or whatever that I like to point out is that we all are on the same track. You think about those tracks around football fields at high schools. You know, you got that track that goes around it. We're all on the same track, but people are in different lanes. You know how they stagger the starting times, you know, for the races and everything?
Yeah.
We all are staggered based on, you know, our interests, our abilities, our whatever.
That's good.
So we don't all run around the track at the same time. We're staggered around there. And I think as long as people keep that in mind, then you can you start to care less and less about what your friends think about your dating choices.
That's the big takeaway here. You got to just not worry about your friends so much. And what's it? You do you, Dom, right? You do you.
Exactly. Amy, you heard it. It was unanimous. Go for it. Have fun and do what's best for you. And thanks for listening and writing.